I walked to the edge of the still pond. What I saw was my reflection, and many memories filled my mind. Some of these memories were good, and some of them made me feel uncomfortable, but all of them were mine. My universe, which I carried inside my mind. I was a ruler of this inner universe as well as its most humble servant. This inner reality affected my outer world in every way. It was a mirror, an echo, a cause, and a new beginning. If I could remain calm and clear inside, I was able to hear the voice of soul calling from deep within this inner realm. However, too often my perceptions and reactions to the inner world were as confused and fearful as they were to the world outside of me. How could I keep my viewpoint clear and unbiased so that my experiences and reactions to both worlds were based on truth and not on the illusion of fear? If I could observe myself as clearly as looking into a still pond, I could remain objective and not be buffeted by the storms of my inner and outer world. But upon that thought, the wind rose and made small ripples on the pond, and my image became distorted, and my reactions erratic and unreliable. It was obvious when the external winds were blowing, but often the internal winds were elusive. What appeared to be an impression could actually be a distortion. I had to have an inner reference point, an icon of purity, which is above all danger of disruption. If I became distracted or if I became confused, this reference point could remind me of the truth of my soul. As I held this thought, the sun rose above the trees and shone directly onto the water, obscuring my reflection on the surface of the pond. I turned to look into the rising sun, and the world around me blurred as well. I closed my eyes, but the spectacle of light held in my mind. It remained constant and bright. Even as the after image faded, the memory of the golden ball of light was as clear as the direct sight of it. Now, that which I knew was outside of me was also inside as well. I was sure that I could trust this golden light, so sure that I surrendered to it. I fell into it with my essence, and in response, it fell into me as well. The sun's golden glow was warm upon my face and calm within my mind. The light encompassed me and made me feel love, unconditional love. I allowed the light to absorb me, and gradually a semblance of eyes appeared. I stared into them, and they enveloped me. The eyes soothed my fears and eased my mind. They radiated pure love, and they were familiar. Nothing, inner or outer, could disturb the purity of this vision. It was my truth. It was my soul. Welcome to Multidimensional Meditations. Happy to have you all here, and please feel free to join our I Am Radio, or you can email me at drscarol@multidimensions.com. Well, we have integrated our soul self into our first five chakras and are about to integrate it into our sixth. Our sixth chakra is located at our brow, called the brow chakra, and it is a source of our inner seeing and our inner hearing. It is through this brow chakra that we are able to see the outer world through our inner vision and hear the outer world with our inner hearing. It is also where our ego self can best look into our soul self, and where our soul can look into the physical world of matter. Through this chakra, the polarities of the inner and outer worlds are beginning to blend into one. Because there is no separation of the one of our soul self, as it integrates into more and more of our reality, there is no separation between what we see and what our soul self sees. Through this process, gradually, we begin to expand our perceptions to the multidimensional qualities of our integrated soul self. One of these is our instincts. And our instincts is an innate knowing. It's like a second dimensional ability which is based on our primitive self that has the ability to tune into the planet, to know where the water is, to know what food will heal us, what food will poison us, and to know the location of our tribe. When we experience our instincts, we feel it like a gut feeling, a hunch. Another of our multidimensional perceptions is our empathy. Our empathy is also a second dimensional ability, such as primitive peoples, herd animals, birds in a flock, all know exactly what everyone else is feeling. We experience our empathy as the feelings within ourselves. So even though we are with somebody else who is, say, sad, we might suddenly be overwhelmed with a sense of sadness. Or if somebody is angry, we might be overwhelmed with a sudden sense of anger. Therefore, it is vital that we know our own emotions so that we can differentiate them from the emotions of others. Gradually, with practice, it becomes as easy as it is to tell our own emotions, if indeed that's easy. Another expanded perception that we have is our intuition. And our intuition is the ability to combine all the perceptions around us and to come up with a knowing. And we experience our intuition as the little light bulb going off in our head, or the aha, or, oh, I have it now. Now I understand. Another ability that we are beginning to tap into is telepathy. And telepathy is the ability to read or have a knowing of another person's thoughts and to be able to communicate without words. We experience this very often as knowing what the person is saying, even though it may not be what we hear coming from their mouths. Now, this can be very confusing, and many of us have had this when we were children, that the words coming from the person's mouth did not match the words that we heard them saying inside of our minds. So therefore, with telepathy, we must learn to trust ourselves. And we'll do this by knowing that we are neutral, that we are not expecting anything from that person, that we are not having any fear, and our love is unconditional and not attached and human, where we might need to hear something. Another expanding ability is our precognition. And precognition is the ability to know what's going to happen. Now, with practice, we will have an inner knowing or a, gee, I guess it'll turn out that way, or I know that's going to happen. And we'll be able to differentiate a possible reality from a reality that is already existing in the now of the higher planes. With a possible reality, it may or may not come to pass. But with a reality that is actually already occurring within our soul self's reality will indeed be manifested unless we or that person is unable to continue to surrender to their soul. Now, precognition is a lot easier with someone else than it is with ourselves because we are not detached. Clairvoyance is another ability which is the ability to see objects that resonate to the fourth dimension and beyond. We would experience this very often as a think-see or a heart-see, where we don't directly see it like we see something physical, but we just have a sense that we see it. Again, all of this is based on our trusting ourself and not allowing ourself to be limited by the fear of the past reality, where these evolved abilities are now showing themselves. In the past, there was great superstition, and if anyone were to exhibit any of these abilities, it could be as extreme as being burnt at the stake. So therefore, our genetic memory is fighting against ourselves, trusting that this is real. But it is real, and as we allow our soul self to take over our life, we can begin to trust that we have these abilities. Clairaudience is the ability to hear things from the higher dimensional world, and we hear this as an inner voice. Now, again, we have to differentiate between the naggy voice of our ego self that is constantly giving us messages to upset us, and the calm, clear, loving voice of our soul self. Now, relax into your breath as you take a long moment to listen to that inner voice, the voice of loving. Now, all of our expanded inner perceptions allow us to reach a state of illumination. And within that state of illumination, we experience a moment of unity with all life. We can feel and see and hear all the subatomic particles that attach all life to each other, and we feel at one. Can you imagine if we went through our life? Can you imagine if we spent one day in this state of unity, 1 hour, even 1 minute? Try it. There's your homework. Throughout your day, try to take a moment, just 1 minute, to calm your consciousness to the point that you can imagine that you are experiencing unity with all life. Remember, our imagination is our higher thought. Our brow chakra is where we become masters of our imagination and masters of the energy, for we are learning how to control our thoughts, our emotions, our intentions, and choosing our perceptions, both of our physical perceptions as well as our higher perceptions, so that if someone is physically or psychically leaking their anger, their fear, we just say, blessings be, neutral, calm, high heart compassion. Push our hand aside, blessings be. Blessings be means that if they seek to find blessing, it is in the universe. It is within their universe, our universe, the one universe, for them to take when they are ready. When we are choosing our perceptions, we are also choosing our realities. And one of the first things that our inner master teaches us is to surrender to our soul self. This is how we create with our superconscious mind. As we awaken to all these different perceptions and all these different realities, it is easy for us to feel overwhelmed and nervous. And often we will have a sense like we are dying, but we are not dying. It is our old beliefs. It is our old concepts. It is our ego self that feels that it is dying. Therefore, from our soul self, we love our ego self and say, thank you so very much for taking such good care of this earth vessel. You have been reassigned. You are now the first commander, and you are in charge of grounding and mundane tasks. And I, soul self, am captain of this vessel. When we speak in this manner and place ourselves as soul self, then we begin to believe that we are so. If we believe that we are so, we are surrendering to ourself. When we resist this transformation, we create a wall which creates more anxiety. However, if we surrender to the transition, we open a door which creates peace and calm. We begin our meditation of the sixth chakra by our breath as usual. And now we breathe as we surrender our limited breath to the unlimited cosmic breath of light. And relax. We breathe again and surrender our vision to our soul self so that we can see the higher worlds. As we breathe again, we surrender our hearing to our soul self so that we may hear the music of the spheres. We take a breath and we surrender our thoughts to the thoughts of our soul self so that our thinking can be free and multidimensional. Now, with our next breath, we surrender our emotions to our soul self to release all feelings of separation and so that we can live in unity and love. With this next breath, we surrender all our words to our soul self, though we can speak only the truth. As we breathe into our hearts, we accept the unlimited love of our soul self as we surrender. As we breathe again, we surrender our third dimensional self to our multidimensional self. And as we breathe in surrender, we release our ego to become our soul. With our final breath, we focus on our brow, and with the power of our great intention, we are going to recalibrate our brain so that we can integrate both realities, the reality of our soul self and the reality of our physical self, which now is the vessel of our soul self. So first, connect your vision of the third dimension to your vision of the higher dimensional realities so that they are overlaid on your mundane sight. Next, connect your everyday mundane hearing with the beautiful music of the spheres and the sound of our inner voice. Next, connect your taste of your mundane food with the sweet nectar of spirit. Next, connect your smell of your outer reality with the aroma of pure unconditional love. And finally, connect your ability to touch that which is of your physical world with your ability to touch others through your soul and with your soul. And as you do so, your consciousness expands as it has been doing, from individual independent consciousness to group dependable consciousness to collective consciousness to planetary consciousness to solar consciousness and now into galactic consciousness. And we ground our great consciousness into the body of Gaia, down, down into the core of her body, into her first dimensional world, down into her second dimensional world, down into her third dimensional world, down into the core of her planet, which is the core of ourself as well, as we see the river of unity leading us back into the one. We step into the river and we align ourselves with the center flow. We surrender back in our small vessel as our soul self guides us to the very center of the current. Within the center of this current, we connect with our first chakra, our etheric body, Gaia's hydrosphere, our physical body, and Gaia's lithosphere as we float higher towards unity. We align our navel chakra, our emotional body, and Gaia's biosphere as we connect with our astral body, our night body, and with our lower astral body, which we love unconditionally. We now align ourselves with our solar plexus for our third chakra and Gaia's troposphere as we find our mental body, which is not as bright as our astral body, not as multicolored, more pastel, with almost a matrix that we see inside of it. We can continue our journey up into our fourth chakra and Gaia's stratosphere, where we align ourselves with our guardian angel and our divine child, as we allow the wings of the angel to hold around our shoulders and our divine child to protect and ground our physical form. We now align ourselves with our fifth chakra in our throat and Gaia's mesosphere, where we see our beautiful rainbow body ready to create our new life, which joins us once again as we feel our inner creativity. We now see ourselves as we come to the final sphere of the fourth dimension and Gaia's ionosphere, where we meet our beautiful I Am presence. It is here that we see the threshold to the rainbow bridge. This rainbow bridge carries us across the void and into the one of our full multidimensional self. Take a moment and see the bridge before you. Hold that memory in your mind. Feel the love within your heart. Are you ready to cross the bridge? Are you ready to become one? Take a long moment now and just relax into the music as you ponder the question. Living in the flow will guide us where to go and hold us tight in its embrace to remember life is not a race. Life is what we're doing when we think we're really trying. The flow reminds us daily there's time for love and crying. Emotions travel with us as we ride the center flow. They hold our hearts and calm our minds to remember what we know. We surrender to the flow, recognizing it is wise. For when we trust the life we choose, we collect our greatest prize. In fact, this prize is here now, although it's never left. But we've shut our eyes and closed our mind, which made us most bereft. Our eyes are open fully now, our minds expanding too. If we know the prize is our true self, it will show us what to do. But the doing and the being no longer stand apart, for as we do what we must be, we heal our broken heart. As we heal what has been broken and release it to the flow, The land we walk will also heal, as above is so below. Above, below, within, without, are also now the same, as a current leads to oneness, the place from whence we came. We say goodbye and then hello, we know where we are going. As we turn around the final bend, our destination's glowing. Welcome back. Well, our destination has taken us to our planetary sixth chakra, which is the Himalaya Mountains in Tibet. The Himalaya Mountains are the roof of Gaia's world and the eyes of Gaia's soul. As we merge our person into planet, we can truly see the face of soul wherever we look. Tibet is an area that they've always cherished consciousness expansion and travel into the inner and higher dimensions and realities. The sixth and the seventh chakras have a polarity, but they function in an androgynous fashion. As you can see, the male polarized outflow planetary chakras are mountain peaks which rise up from the surface like a phallus. On the other hand, the female polarized planetary chakras are indented into the earth like a womb in Gaia's body. The Himalayas is a mountain range in which there are both peaks and valleys, yet the primary female polarity of this chakra is represented by the family of peaks and valleys. The polarities are the same for our personal chakras as for our earth chakras, which both have a focus in masculine and feminine, yet are at the same time beyond the polarization and are androgynous in true nature. As we learn more and more and allow more and more ourselves to see higher beings, we will note that they might have a form that appears to be masculine or a form that appears to be feminine, and that is just how they are using the energy at that time. Are they pulling the energy in a feminine fashion? Are they pushing the energy out in a masculine fashion, like an electron and a proton? The sixth chakra represents our first step into the One. Now that we have merged our soul self with this chakra, we have fully activated our multidimensional senses and perceptions, and we are no longer limited to the physical illusion of separation from others, from ourselves, and from our planet. We are out of the box, and nothing and no one can put us back. All that we have sought to remember is flooding back into our awareness. And the greatest challenge of this process is integrating our expanded version of reality into our mundane life. We have stimulated more and more of our unused brain to change us in more ways than we can count. And our pituitary gland, which is associated with this chakra, is our master gland and regulates our bodily function. This prepares our body for the transition of our consciousness as it expands more and more. All right, we are now ready to blend our personal sixth chakra with our planetary sixth chakra. So begin by closing your eyes and take a long moment to focus on your brow chakra. Breathe in from your heart and down through your root to ground yourself. Now breathe in from your crown and out through your brow to raise your consciousness. Breathe slowly and calmly to reach your peak consciousness so that you can visualize yourself descending into the planet's deepest core. Feel your essence within Earth once again, as you swirl and dance around in the core of her being, down, down, down into the core of life you swirl. Now, as slowly as a feather caught in an updraft, float up from the core and into Gaia's sixth chakra, the Himalayan mountain range. Now, the journey from the core of her body to the roof of her world is indeed long, but there is no time, as your consciousness is now beyond the confines of third-dimensional time and space. Feel yourself standing on the highest peak of the Tibetan Himalayas and attuned to the consciousness of this mountain range. Life is simple here. Nature is grander than humanity, and spirit is closer than matter. From your position at the top of this world, you can clearly see the rainbow bridge into the higher dimensions of the One. Take a long, slow breath now as you see the rainbow bridge before you. You see the threshold that you saw before and experience the infinite possibility of realities that you will experience as you take this journey across this bridge. You are moving from the fourth dimension into the fifth. As you approach the archway at the threshold to the rainbow bridge, you see your multidimensional self, arms wide and embracing you. To your surprise, yourself looks exactly like your mundane body and speaks into your heart. I am your soul self, ready to burst forth into your everyday life. Amongst the simple life of mountain and sky, feel my presence within you. See through our eyes of soul. Hear our inner voice. Taste the sweet nectar of truth and smell the scent of the beyond. Acknowledge my presence within you, and I will show you truth. I am you, and you are me. We are one. Feel our oneness. Feel our oneness all the way down the fourth dimensional river. Feel the oneness of our spirit, the oneness of our mind, the oneness of our heart, the oneness of our will. Together we shall manifest our divine ideal in our daily life by surrendering to the flow, surrendering to my flow, which is ours within the One of all that is. Take that all that is back down into Gaia, down into our planet, the planet with which we are one. Feel the unity as you walk through life. Look into each face and see the soul. Feel the cosmic breath as it fills your lungs, and see the higher worlds intermingled with your mundane reality. Hear my voice in every word that you speak, and feel my thoughts within yours. Allow my unconditional emotions to heal you and love you, as you speak only my truth and accept the love that I give as you share it with others. I am your multidimensional self. I am your soul. We now surrender that to Gaia.
We stand at the end to see the beginning and dream of an earth where all life is winning, and no one is hungry, and no one is poor, and no one is greedy, and no one wants more. We dream of an earth when the land and the sea become one with people like you and like me. On this earth we're one with the rocks and the trees. Commune with all nature through the land and the breeze. We open our senses to dear Mother Earth, who offers a platform where we can know birth. This birth gives us form, a world filled with mystery, and offers a forum where we create history. But history is ending, the future is now. We know we're a planet, but we don't know quite how. For with our hearts open, our feeling and knowing, project the reality our being is showing. This true self we ground into the Great Mother, to return to the One where there is no other. Then people and planet will all become one, as together our light will outshine the sun. Thank you.
Welcome back. Because you have merged yourself with Gaia, you have merged into the oneness with yourself and accepted Gaia's sixth chakra in the Himalayan mountain range into your open brow chakra, just as she has accepted you into her sixth chakra. Feel yourself now as a planet. Feel the planet around you just as you experience your arms and legs. You are round. Your face is the earth, the land, the sea, the mountains, the valleys. Your emotions are your waters, and the thoughts are your skies. Your personality is expressed to the many creatures that live on and within your body. With your consciousness fully blended with that of the planet, the solar system is your family. You have solar consciousness, and you travel around the Milky Way. The galaxy is your home, and you have galactic consciousness as you feel your many neighbors in your galaxy. The universe is your greater environment, of which you are one. And now you return back from the universe into your galaxy, back into your solar system, back into your planet, back into your hemisphere, back into your continent, into your country, into your state, into your neighborhood, and back into your earth vessel, back into your soul, and into the self that you have always remembered. And most important, into your new reality. Upon this distant shore is all that you have longed for, all that you can be. You look back one last time before you touch the earth of your newest creation. All of your life you have kept it far away, like a dream or a lonely memory. From your position at the helm of your ship, you can see gentle waves caressing the once distant shore. But now the distance is no more. You have arrived. All you have to do is to plant your step where you have always longed to be. Can you release the reality that has taken you this far? Can you allow it to return to its source and await your new life? The sun is warm as you decide to take your first step. The water is cool as it tickles your ankles and the wet sand squishes between your naked toes. As you walk onto the dry sand, you shed your limitations like clothing that no longer fits you. You do not need to hide inside of them anymore. You are totally vulnerable now. Only the truth can protect you. Soon the sun will be setting, and you will face the darkness with only the light within your heart to show the way. But you feel good. You feel safe. You are ready. Maybe not for everything, but ready for what is next. The wait is over. Tomorrow is now. As you come alive to peace and calm, and open up your heart, you look into another and know them from the start. For all of time within the now, the world a speck of light, the journey is returning, your wings have taken flight. To know the door and have the key to set your spirit free, you lay your hand upon the earth, the mother speaks to you. My lover now is coming, we're joining into one, you shall become a planet, I shall become the sun. For as we all surrender to something yet unknown, the questions will be answered, the pathways will be shown. So surrender to the moment, surrender to the day, surrender to the reason, and surrender to the way. For living in surrender, you have no need to hide, no ego to get wounded, no damage to your pride. Completion is a promise, understanding builds a trust. To live within your soul's desire and see the world as just. The dark, the light, the love, the hate are joined into the one. In love and sweet forgiveness, the experiment is done. Thank you very much for joining us. And I'd like to thank once again Terry Lee and Jackie Callis for their musical contribution. And do your homework. Go out and see the world as one. And we'll be back next week. Bye. Now
now that the sleep of many lives is coming to its morning light. Now that the fear, now that the fear of many moments begun to lose its fearsome mind. Now that the flower of my own creation renewed itself in new ideation. Now and forever there can be freedom. I understand this vision. I have.